Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Open Concept Gallery Executive Director, Dr. Zora Carrier. How you doing today, Zora?
Thank you. I'm doing really well. How about you?
Doing well. So recently when I've been downtown, I look up and I see this big giant rainbow that says Big Mine Sky, and that's on the top of the building that you're in. Can you tell us a little bit about what Big Mine Sky is?
Big Mine Sky is a neon sculpture. It's a multimedia piece of artwork, and it's done by Ugo Rondinone, who is an artist from Switzerland, who lives in New York now. And his messages in his art are having some social comments and commenting on the social situation. And we brought this piece to Grand Rapids because of the unique values for contemporary art. I mean, the presentation of this conceptual piece is recognized pretty much on every continent. It was installed in Yokohama Museum of Modern Art. It was installed in Sydney in the Museum of Contemporary Art. Recently, Ugo Rondinone had a solo exhibition in Boston Institute of Art. And we think that that Grand Rapids is a place where contemporary art is finding a new way to be presented. And we thought that this is a really valuable piece, and that's why we decided to install it.
Yes, well, we've had a great history of public art. I mean, the Calder, obviously, is one of the things that first comes to mind. And so about Big Mine Sky, what else does it represent as far as what you want people to take away from it when they see that, when they read that up there on the building on Lewis?
Yeah, it's a conceptual piece, and in general we can describe conceptual art as the art which represents idea or state of mind of an artist. So it's not a representation of any material object. It
sure.
It is a representation of opinion. And as a Big Mind Sky, it can represent our mind being open to the sky, and sky being a limit to our thoughts and plans and aspirations. But we can look at it at the other side and see if through the open sky somebody's actually looking down and trying to understand us.
Sure.
So there are a lot of ways how we can understand this piece, and of course the way how it's installed, the size of the piece, and even the coloring of the piece is indicating certain ideas.
Sure.
But at the same time, I don't think there is actually right and wrong interpretation of this piece. If it makes you angry, that's probably what it's supposed to do.
Well, it's a rainbow. It makes me happy.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I am really happy to be honored presenting this piece in Grand Rapids.
Now, the artist, Ugo, tell me a little bit about him. What's his background, for those who may not be familiar with him?
Yeah, he was born and raised in Switzerland, and very soon he was recognized in his own country and represented Switzerland on the Biennale in Venezia. And right now he is pretty much the top artist top 100 of international recognized artist. And his medium is a very wide spectrum. He is using work on paper, he's painting, as well as photography and multimedia techniques for expressing his ideas.
Sure. Are there some other works that people may be familiar with that he's created?
Yes, he has sculptures in public spaces in several towns in United States. He works in clay, and sculpture of the faces from clay are probably more popular than the neon sculpture he's creating. But the neon sculpture Hell Yes was installed in the new museum in New York, Manhattan, for about 4 years, and it was actually deinstalled last year.
Okay. This is Paul Jędrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Dr. Zora Carrier, and she's the executive director of the Open Concept Gallery. Now, there's also going to be an event connected with Big Mind Sky. It's going to be called Big Mind Sky, a celebration. It's Friday, March 30th, from 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock at the Open Concept Gallery, which is at 50 Lewis. And that's on the fourth floor. That's downtown Grand Rapids. And Zora, tell us a little bit about the event that's planned for March 30th.
It is opening night for Multimedia Art Festival, which has a six-year tradition in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And so Smart Multimedia Art Festival is going to open two exhibitions at 50 Lewis Street. One will be United in Difference, which will focus on art, which has a similar themes and topics as the Big Mind Sky. Mm-hmm. And Big Mind Sky is part of Smart Festival, and it will be celebrated, and it will be serving as a fundraiser for this project as well. And the other exhibition we will be showing will be Identity, and the theme of the identity being artificial in new media for artists. Okay. Is something we want to show. It's not easy in society to live double life, and that's why people live double life in new media, in their artwork. Okay. And it is a response to problems which our society pushing on young people in the way of showing who they really are and having some troubles identifying themselves.
Sure.